Well, what I like to stress to people when we talk about food is to help people understand that there are, sure, these incredible complexities about the issues around food, but that really we're talking about using food to build healthy communities, to foster a healthy environment, and to help grow a healthy economy. That food and good food, sustainable food, is really at the heart of all of that.
What are the first things people can do or should be aware of? Because, again, sure, there's kind of a list of things that fall under that whole idea of food and the environment.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, coming to this event this weekend, one of the things that's top on my mind, because I've just been really focused on it for the most recent book that I wrote, is about this connection between our food system, how we get food to our plates and into our bodies, and the climate crisis. And so a lot of what I've been learning about is how food and agriculture is part of the crisis. In other words, how the food system is part of emitting greenhouse gases, part of what is causing the crisis to worsen, but also how sustainable methods for farming our food and thinking about ways to reduce much of the energy that goes into producing our food, that these are ways that we can also transform food to be part of what creates a healthy food system, not just for our bodies, but also for the climate. So really helping people understand that there is this connection between the food on their plate and the climate crisis, which I think is very abstract for a lot of people, is something that I am really passionate about trying to explain.
And, of course, there's also a convergence with local or organic or, again, fair trade. There's health and sustainability both here and in places abroad where so much of the food comes from nowadays.
Right. Right. Well, what I really like about talking about food is it's so concrete. It's so immediate. And just thinking about climate change again, you know, when I hear people talk about the crisis in a way, nothing could feel sort of more detached from our daily lives than what's happening to carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere, for instance. But when we think about food, of course, it's something that if we're lucky, we are engaging with every day. If we're lucky, we're able to feed ourselves and our families. And so to think about the choices that we make about food have these global ripples, that we can make choices, for instance, to buy, consume, possibly grow our own food in ways that doesn't rely on man-made chemicals or synthetic fertilizers. Choosing organic or sustainably raised food is something concretely we can do. But the other thing that this event is about what can we do as communities to ensure that more people in our communities have access to this kind of healthy and sustainable food, and that more and more of our communities are able to support our regional food producers, and that it's really about saying, you know, yes, we can do something individually when we go into our farmers market or our supermarkets to make certain choices, but that really it's about building power as communities to ensure that everyone is fed and fed well and has access to sustainable food.
And that can be a difficulty. You and many others have pointed out that the way the system is set up, it's much easier and cheaper to get something that has little nutritional value than it is to find something that is healthy or local or organic.
That's exactly right. And you find that the typical teenager today gets about 20% of their calories from sugar, from sweetened fruit drinks or sodas. These are trends that are examples of what you're describing, that more and more of us are eating foods that aren't good for our bodies. And that's exactly why it's so important to be coming together as a community, because these are policies that are affecting us. These are decisions that have been made that allow pretty much completely unregulated marketing of junk food, fast food, sugary drinks to kids in a way that a lot of other industrialized countries have set clear limits on. These are the kinds of things that communities need to come together to really exert their power to shift.
If there was one thing that you wanted someone to take away, what would that be?
Well, I guess the two things that I would love people to leave the day believing and knowing in their hearts is, one, that food matters, and it matters much more than just your own personal health, but it matters in terms of our planet's health. Two, that you can do something about it. again, not just in terms of how delicious your next dinner is going to be, but you can do something about it in terms of really coming together. And this is why it's so great that these workshops are being organized by this local community and the faith-based community here, that you can do something about it by coming together as a community. There are incredible ways that congregations are coming together around the country to support local farms, coming together to support local policy that would make it, for instance, easier for schools to get access to local food. There are lots of really creative things that we can do on the local level, and I'll be sharing some concrete examples of those things with people. And I hope that everybody who would leave the day having this real clear sense that we can really do something to make a difference, not just in our own families' lives, but in our community's lives.
Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you.